USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi again urging President Trump to do more to try to combat the growing coronavirus outbreak in the United States. Last night telling CNN he could help save lives.
Implement the Defense Production Act. Everyone who comes in contact administering to the needs of people who are sick or potentially infected deserves our help.
Pelosi was also touting a Democratic plan for a second phase of stimulus legislation that the president has suggested he'd support, but Republican leaders do not. A man who spent the last 18 years behind bars in connection with the 2002 kidnapping and beheading of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, likely to go free now after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Economic analysts are expecting a lot of bad news when the weekly jobless figures are released this morning by the government. The experts are forecasting that nearly 3.2 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, which would be down only slightly from the previous week's 3.3 million. The numbers due in at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. On a normal week, during good economic times, that normal number would be around 200,000. The Border Patrol says it stopped a major human smuggling attempt in South Texas. It happened earlier this week at a checkpoint north of Laredo. A tractor trailer didn't stop for inspection. Agents caught up to it and found 40 illegal immigrants inside the trailer. They were from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The third and fourth largest wireless carriers have merged. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
T-Mobile has formally completed its $31 billion merger with Sprint. The new company will be called T-Mobile. It's promising that its 5G network will reach 99% of U.S. homes within 6 years. Sprint's prepaid businesses, including Boost Mobile and Virgin Mobile, will be sold to Dish Network. This was demanded by the Justice Department to help Dish become a nationwide wireless competitor. The company is remaining on the NASDAQ stock exchange and continues trading under the name T-Mus.
A man accused of the 2002 kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl will likely be getting out of prison soon after a Pakistani court overturned his sentence today. Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh has spent the last 18 years on death row there in connection with the grisly videotape beheading of Daniel Pearl, who was investigating links between Pakistan and the so-called shoe bomber Richard Reid. And the entertainment industry's mourning the loss of Fountains of Wayne co-founder Adam Schlesinger. Tom Hanks, who worked with him on That Thing You Do, sending a heartfelt tweet out about him. Schlesinger died yesterday at the age of 52 from coronavirus complications. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.